Review 2.
For this lesson, you'll need a pencil and a piece of paper. Jake is still working on his report about Stanford's companies, both past and present. He's looking at old newspaper articles. Listen carefully for any important information and write down the dates that you hear. You will hear the article twice.
Gee, here's an interesting article from the Gazette. Yale and town to shut down. 1959. That must have been when the company that makes locks left Stanford. I wonder what happened. Let's see. Yale and town announced last week that it would be closing its doors in Stanford this year. High costs and workers' dissatisfaction were given as reasons for the shutdown. Well, what do you know? Yale and town shut down because of high costs and unhappy workers. Yale and town has enjoyed a prosperous history in Stanford. It was founded in October 1868 by two entrepreneurs, Linus Yale Jr. and Henry Town. Yale and Town became successful overnight, and it is said that the success of the company brought Stanford into the industrial age. The number of workers peaked at Yale and Town in 1916. In that year, 6,500 men and women worked for the company. Gee, 6,500. That's a lot of people. It must have really been big. I wonder when the trouble began. Yale and town began to decline in Stanford in 1931, when it relocated some important offices to New York City. A crippling strike by workers in 1945 further damaged the company. As recently as 4 years ago, must have been in 1955, we realized that Yale and town would eventually be leaving our city. Many people are sad to see it go. I bet they were sad. Now let's listen to Jake reading the article again. Gee, here's an interesting article from the Gazette. Yale and town to shut down. 1959.
That must have been when the company that makes locks left Stanford. I wonder what happened. Let's see. Yale and town announced last week that it would be closing its doors in Stanford this year. High costs and workers' dissatisfaction were given as reasons for the shutdown. Well, what do you know? Yale and town shut down because of high costs and unhappy workers. Yale and town has enjoyed a prosperous history in Stanford. It was founded in October 1868 by two entrepreneurs, Linus Yale Jr. and Henry Town. Yale and town became successful overnight, and it is said that the success of the company brought Stanford into the industrial age. The number of workers peaked at Yale and Town in 1916. In that year, 6,500 men and women worked for the company. Gee, 6,500. That's a lot of people. It must have really been big. I wonder when the trouble began. Yale and Town began to decline in Stanford in 1931 when it relocated some important offices to New York City. A crippling strike by workers in 1945 further damaged the company. As recently as 4 years ago, must have been in 1955, we realized that Yale and Town would eventually be leaving our city. Many people are sad to see it go. I bet they were sad. Okay, let's review the dates you just heard. What was the first date Jake talks about? It was the year the article appeared in the Stanford Gazette, and the year Yale and Town left Stanford.
1959.
And the second date he mentions? What was the second date? It was the month and year Yale and Town was founded.
October 1868.
And the next date? What was the year the number of workers peaked at Yale and Town?
1916.
How about the year the company began to decline in Stanford? What was the year that Yale and Town began to relocate its offices to New York?
1931.
When was the crippling strike by the workers? It was 1940-something, wasn't it? 1940-what?
1945.
And the last date Jake mentions? The year the people of Stanford realized that Yale and Town would eventually be leaving. It was 10 years after the strike. What year was it?
1955.
Now listen and repeat.
Overnight. Successful overnight. They became successful overnight. They became successful overnight.
If you become successful overnight, you become successful suddenly, immediately, very quickly. Let's practice this expression. You hear.
They became successful very quickly.
And you say.
They became successful overnight.
You hear.
Linus Yale suddenly began making a lot of money.
And you say,
Linus Yale began making money overnight.
Notice that overnight always comes at the end of the sentence. It doesn't come in the middle. Okay? Here we go.
They became successful very quickly.
They became successful overnight.
Linus Yale suddenly began making a lot of money.
Linus Yale began making money overnight.
Yale Locks became world famous immediately.
Yale Locks became world famous overnight.
In 1931, the company suddenly relocated its offices.
In 1931, the company relocated its offices overnight.
With the movie Mad Max, Mel Gibson very quickly became a star.
With the movie Mad Max, Mel Gibson became a star overnight.
Now listen and repeat.
I bet. I bet they were sad. I bet they were sad.
I bet they were sad is a strong way of saying, I think they were sad. It means you think that they were more than sad. Let's practice this expression. You hear,
the people of Stamford were sad to see Yale in town go.
You say,
I bet they were sad.
You hear,
the 1945 strike was crippling for the company.
You say,
I bet it was crippling.
Ready? Let's go.
The people of Stamford were sad to see Yale in town go.
I bet they were sad.
The 1945 strike was crippling for the company.
I bet it was crippling.
In 1916, the company made a nice profit.
I bet it made a nice profit.
The president of Yale in town felt good that year.
I bet he felt good.
But in 1945, the company managers were unhappy.
I bet they were unhappy.
The workers wanted more money.
I bet they wanted more money.
But they were sorry in 1959 when the company left Stamford.
I bet they were sorry.
Now let's see how much of the story of Yale in town you remember with some true or false statements. Just say true when the statement is true. When the statement is false, say false and make the correction. You hear,
Yale in town was founded in Stamford.
You say,
true.
You hear,
they made pianos at Yale in town.
And you say,
false. They made locks.
Okay, here we go.
Yale in town was founded in Stamford.
True.
They made pianos at Yale in town.
False. They made locks.
In 1916, there were more than 6,000 workers at Yale in town.
True.
In 1931, they moved the factory to New York City.
False. They moved some of the offices to New York City.
In 1935, there was a crippling strike by the workers.
False. The strike was in 1945.
Everyone was happy when the company finally left in 1959.
False. Everyone was sad.
Jake found the article about the shutdown in the Stamford Gazette.
True.
This is the end of Review 2.